Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana. That's all.
Hadn't been outside the South.
I tell you, we had it pretty rough when we were coming up. Of course, everybody did. It worked. Lots of big families, yeah. My daddy bought some land from the GM and Old Railroad. He's not still on that land. And he and mother settled there, and they never did go nowhere.
Guess you get used to a place, you just don't want
to. Oh, care about going nowhere. I was almost 30 years old when I met her.
Have you ever been interested in joining any kind of club or church group or organization?
No, I belong to the Baptist Church. Oh, I work with the Farm Bureau and the Clark County Livestock Association. Just things right around here at home.
I see.
I mostly always work. I'm taking my time with it.
Yes, sir. Was there any kind of a logging association or?
No, I never did take any stock in that. I worked a log for Longdale. Grading logs them, so they cut out. They cut out in 1978, I believe, and then just piddle around here and yonder. First one little job in there.
Could you tell me a little bit about your parents? Whereabouts was your daddy born?
My daddy was born just about a half. No, my daddy was born in Cuba. Alabama. And his daddy moved just about a half a mile from where daddy built his house. And daddy said they moved there about when he was about 3 weeks old.
He moved here from Cuba?
Yeah.
When 3 weeks old?
Yeah. Now, I never do remember seeing my grandmother ride. It was a big family of them. It was... Oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 boys and 2 girls. And my grandmother was part Indian.
Is that on your father's side?
On my father's side. My grandmother on my father's side. And I had a great aunt. I took Aunt Jane. She said we were descendants of Pocahontas tribe.